You are Locked On Kentucky, your daily podcast on the Kentucky Wildcats. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, what is going on, Big Blue Nation? Welcome on in to Locked On Kentucky, your daily Kentucky Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Lance Dahl, writer for Sports Illustrated for various SEC-related things. But on this podcast, we take a dive into all things Kentucky athletics. On today's episode of Locked On Kentucky, you guessed it, you know why we're here. We're talking about Oscar Tshiebwe staying in the 2023 NBA draft, Antonio Reeves withdrawing his name from the draft, but also not certain if he's coming back to Kentucky, Chris Livingston staying in the draft as well. Going to be diving into that on today's episode. Going to try and not be 100% gloom and doom, but it's not a great look right now for the Wildcats. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. You can make every moment more by visiting FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. So let's go ahead and get into it. Oscar Tshiebwe has officially announced that he will be staying in the NBA draft. Before we dive into it, just going to read the graphic that he posted on his social media. He said, "First, I would like to thank God for the many blessings he has shown me. I know I wouldn't be here without him guiding me through this journey of life. Second, I would like to thank my family and closest friends for everything they have sacrificed in getting to this point in my life. I would like to thank Coach Cal and his staff for their support and belief of me during my time at UK, during my life at UK. Lastly, I would like to thank Big Blue Nation for the love, support, and loyalty you have given me and my teammates over the years. I wouldn't want to play for anyone or anywhere else. During this time, I've decided to remain in the 2023 NBA draft and begin my professional career. I hope as I continue to fight for my dream of playing in the NBA, you will continue to support me. Thank you to Big Blue Nation for everything, and I am so lucky to always call Kentucky home." I've said on the show here for a few weeks now that I believe Oscar Tshiebwe would benefit the most from staying in the NBA draft this season as opposed to sticking around for one more year with the Wildcats and then going in the 2024 cycle. But I've also maintained the opinion that it's not good for Kentucky, especially as this transfer portal cycle has gone on. And that's unfortunately what we have to focus on here today, is the fact that Kentucky, as of May 31st, 2023, they have 7 players on scholarship on their roster, and they don't really look like they currently have an answer as to where they need to go to fill out some of these different holes. And as we progress through today's episode, I hope you come away with the conclusion that it's not just the center position that Kentucky needs help in, it's also various other positions on this roster that the Wildcats could add to or need to add to before this transfer portal cycle is officially over. But Oscar Tshiebwe, obviously the biggest loss for the Wildcats here, phenomenal player during his time at UK, elite rebounder, one of the best, if not the best we've seen in the past several decades, one of the best rebounders of all time, especially in the modern era. He is going to be, if he's picked up by an NBA team, a very fun player to watch simply because of the fact that he does it so well. Now, whether or not he develops other parts of his game, that's the question we need to ask here. But regardless, I do think that what he stood for as an individual and how he carried himself on the court, Oscar Tshiebwe is a great player and a great individual, and I'm very excited for his NBA career if he's able to get drafted, and I really do hope that he is. With all of this being said, and again, it's a great, I think it is a good thing for Oscar Tshiebwe. For all of this being said, it's not good for Kentucky. And we know the reasons why. You and I have hashed it out, but every podcast is somebody's first. And if you're listening to me for the first time, I really appreciate you watching or listening wherever you're tuning in from. Kentucky spent the entire process here of Oscar Tshiebwe getting to the NBA draft without picking up another player in the transfer portal. And I don't mean, again, I do not mean just a player from the center position. They did not get a single player in the transfer portal. I tweeted this out earlier, and I understand it sounds dramatic, so I'm going to try and tone it down a little bit here. A question needs to be asked that we're going to hopefully get an answer to over the next month, hopefully, what has John Calipari and this coaching staff been doing since the clocks hit zero against Kansas State in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament? What has this coaching staff been doing to prepare this roster for next season? They brought in a very talented freshman recruiting class. Nobody's arguing that. At least three of these guys are going to be studs. I know that for a fact. We know that. They're going to be very good basketball players. If not at Kentucky, in the future. What has this staff done to prepare that young recruiting class for in the upcoming season? What have they done to add players that have veteran experience and can be mentors? What have they done to help this roster outside of bringing this recruiting class? And the answer is, as of right now, nothing. They have done nothing. And I understand some people are going to rush to the comments to say, well, do you think Cal's been sitting on his butt this entire time? I'm not saying that he has. As of today, nothing has happened. Now, we may see Kentucky pick up a couple of different players in the transfer portal, and quite frankly, you and I understand they have to. There is no debating this. They need to pick up players. So I would assume, therefore, that it's going to happen. Hopefully, they pick up the players that they need to. It would be a crying shame if Kentucky waltzed into this year's season with one of the greatest recruiting classes we've seen in a hot minute and just decided, durr, looks like we're just going to go in here with seven players, and if one of them gets injured, durr, we're just going to let that happen, and we're going to play with the shortest rotation you've ever seen in your entire life. I don't think that's going to happen. I sure hope it doesn't happen. But as of today, Antonio Reeves is currently deciding whether or not he wants to come back to UK. According to reports, he wants to come back, but he wants to make sure his NIL and his playing time is in order. What have we been talking about on this podcast for the past month? That with Antonio Reeves. We've been saying his playing time needs to be right, and his money needs to be exactly where it was a season ago, if not better, to make sure that he does come back to Kentucky, as opposed to going to of wherever he's slated to potentially go, whether it be in Illinois or wherever else is potentially looking at poaching, and Memphis is the other team. Kentucky has to start now that they've lost Chris Livingston, which I think was from the jump expected to happen, or at least was most likely to happen out of the three. He was the most likely to leave. Now that Shibway's gone, now that Reeves may be gone, now that Livingston is gone, you have to start flipping the script here. You have to start nabbing some of these players. And we're going to talk about one in just a second. We're going to talk about the player from Creighton tomorrow. So if you want to tune into that show, just make sure that you're sticking around. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you like what you're hearing so far, because we're going to dive into that tomorrow. More positive note on tomorrow's episode. This coaching staff, as of this moment, has failed this offseason. And we talked about that. We talked about what it would look like if Oscar Tshiebwe decided not to come back. I'm trying not to be as dramatic or as chaotic as I have been on Twitter and I have been in previous episodes. Now I think we need to adjust our mindset and say, okay, as fans, let's support it, let's support them, and let's hope that they go out and get the players they need to get. Because as of right now, there is one goal that this coaching staff should have in mind: get players in the locker room, get players through the portal. They have several options that they can look at. As of right now, are they pursuing them as hard as they could be? No, because they've been waiting on Oscar Tshiebwe to announce. But now is the time to kick it up to 12. Don't even kick it up to 11. Kick it up to 12. We need to see them land at least two players in this transfer portal cycle. They have to have bodies in the room. Otherwise, they're going to head into this offseason with a multitude of problems that I think the national media are going to shine a very bright light on and begin to question what is genuinely going on in Lexington, Kentucky. But right now, I don't know. And I do hope that they're able to pick up some players, because it looks bleak. Straightforward, the roster in its current state looks bleak. And I know that we've talked about, some of you may say, well, the freshmen are going to be just fine. I agree. I said that earlier. I think the freshmen are going to be very good players. But what do we talk about on one of the most recent episodes of the show? Historically, number one classes, younger rosters don't succeed in the NCAA tournament. You may say, well, Coach Cal succeeded with that earlier. Yeah, he succeeded with that a decade ago. A decade ago, he was able to get away with it. It has since changed, and I would argue dramatically, the landscape of college basketball. How you construct your roster to win in the postseason, I think, can look completely different than it did a decade ago. And I think it does. It's not all about getting the most talented freshman players in anymore, which I have said in the past on this show, I would still prefer Kentucky try and do that for the most part and fill the gaps with transfer players. It's difficult to do that whenever you don't get the players in. It's also difficult, and several of you have brought this up, and I think I've brought this up on the show before. It's also hard to get players that complete the roster and round things out well that you want, that are capable of doing so while simultaneously taking a back seat to some of these younger prospects, because most kids out there that are veteran experienced forwards, they don't want to go play behind Aaron Bradshaw. They don't want to go play behind Justin Edwards. They've averaged 14 a game at their respective school for two seasons. They've been there for 3.5 years. They want to go somewhere where they're noticed. They want to go somewhere where they've got attention on them. They want to go somewhere where they can start. Kentucky doesn't really allow that with the way that they build their roster year in and year out. And so it's very difficult as Kentucky fans to see this and watch it and say everything's going to be okay every single step of the way. You've got several prospects you can look at. Let's see if we can land some of them. You need at least two, preferably three, especially if Reeves doesn't come back. It looks bad. And on top of this, I think one of the funnier things is Kentucky's got to play games in 6 weeks. I don't know if some people realize that. You've got 6 weeks until you play in the Global Cup and you represent the United States of America shorthanded. Potentially, that could be the case. We'll have to see. Hopefully it's not. You tell me what you think in the YouTube comments below. Do you think Kentucky's going to be all right? Do you think it's going to be a meltdown? Do you think it's going to be the end of the world? What do you think about this year's upcoming team? What do you think about Cal? I want you to sound off. And if you're not listening on YouTube, at LockedOnUK on Twitter, I want you to give me your thoughts on this as well. All right, I want to talk about Grant Nelson, who is probably right now my best choice to replace Oscar Tshiebwe. I think Tristan Ferris, friend of the program, big time on Twitter, big time beat writer for UK, I think he said it really well in a tweet that I saw earlier. Kentucky's going to want somebody to split time with Ugonna Nyenzo. Not start, not be benched, but to split time. And I have said that for weeks on this show, saying that that's what my preference would be. I'm glad that there's somebody out there that agrees. Grant Nelson, I think, could be that dude. I want to talk about him and an update on his status in just a second. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at FanDuel. So if you have not been paying attention, the Miami Heat did, in fact, make the NBA Finals, completing a seven-game series over the Boston Celtics. It was a close one, almost fumbled it away. Jason Tatum getting hurt was a big part in Miami getting to the finals. But that's two Kentucky players right there. And then there's one more in Jamal Murray on the Denver Nuggets. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch this finals. And I think that you need to head over to FanDuel to get the full experience, because right now new customers get a no sweat first bet up to $2,500. I know you've heard me say $1,000. It is now $2,500 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel, as I've said before on the show, a really, really safe app to use. I love the interface. I love the different props and things that they are able to provide. It's very simple to use, not difficult at all to navigate. And on top of this, you've got Kentucky players that you can put some money down on in the NBA playoffs. So if you want to do that, you can go over to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Again, you can get a no-sweat first bet up to $2,500. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, continuing along here on the Wednesday edition of Locked On Kentucky, Lance Dahl hanging out here with you. Really appreciate everybody watching on today's episode. If you're listening on podcast as well, appreciate you. Two things that you guys need to do, regardless of whether you are listening or watching the show, follow or subscribe wherever you are tuned in, and also make sure to leave a like on the video / give me your feedback on Twitter. If you're listening on podcast, again, at Locked On UK on Twitter, I want to hear what you guys have to say about the situation with Kentucky basketball. Once again, Antonio Reeves, potentially coming back to UK. He is coming back to college regardless. Chris Livingston, out. Oscar Tshiebwe, officially out as well as of a few hours ago. I apologize this episode is coming out so late. I was waiting for announcements from every single Kentucky player that there was confirmed news, essentially, that I could report on or talk about here on today's episode. So, again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Grant Nelson, if you did not hear the first episode we put out about Grant Nelson, 6'11", 235-pound center from North Dakota State, very versatile player, very fun player to watch as well, just based on his highlight reel, averaged 18 points a game, 9 rebounds, 2 assists while shooting 52% from the floor. He's a Kevin Durant type of player. He can handle the ball, he can shoot from the mid-range, and he's a decent 3-point shooter as well. This is a kid that I think Kentucky could have a lot of fun with adding to their roster. And I said it a minute ago, and I'll reiterate it here. The Wildcats, I don't think, at this point in the game, talking about the transfer portal, I don't think they're looking for somebody to overtake Ugonna Onyenzo. I don't think they're looking for somebody to be benched underneath Ugonna. I think to aid his development and also better the position as a whole to make it more well-balanced, I think Kentucky is looking for a center in the transfer portal that can split time with Ugonna. And at the end of the day, I don't really think it matters whether or not, if Kentucky were to pick him up, a player like Grant Nelson would start over Ugonna Onyenzo. I don't think it would really matter because you're going to see whoever the Wildcats pick up from a minutes perspective rotate in. Or have you gonna rotate in 15, 18 minutes a game? You're going to see it relatively evenly split. Now, I understand what we've talked about here on the show before. In fact, I think we've done two episodes dedicated to it almost entirely. Kentucky doesn't like to play long rotations. They don't like to play with a lot of different players getting even minutes in their rotation. They play short. Cal's done that for a long time at UK. That's what's worked. Reality check, and I think this was part of what we saw with the hire of John Welch, just kind of changing up things little by little. I hope that this is a sign of John Calipari understanding that things have to change along with the landscape. You are going to see, I think, Kentucky stray away from some of those things in the past that they've done rotationally if they're able to get the players on roster in order to do so. I'm not saying we're going to run a platoon. I'm not saying we're going to see bench players playing more minutes than the starters. I'm just saying, reality check here, just because that's the way you've done it in the past doesn't mean it's going to work with this year's roster. I think that the coaching staff understands this. They should, considering they coach it and I don't. And a player like Grant Nelson would provide plenty of opportunity for a development of Ugonna Onyenzo on the defensive side of the ball, let him figure out what he's doing offensively as well, while developing just a little bit further a player that's going to be a unicorn in the NBA draft next season, get him some playing time at UK. Heck, let him be a starter too. I mean, if that's what you want it to be, 22 minutes a game, let him be the starter. You could make that happen. And I go back to what I was saying a second ago about how Kentucky's not going to be able to find these big-time transfer players that are going to want to take a back seat. At this point, I almost feel like Kentucky has to make some sacrifices because how badly they've screwed up in the transfer portal up until this point. If you're going to get some players that you want to take a back seat to your Justin Edwards, your Aaron Bradshaws of the world, you're going to have to promise them some things. College athletics looks completely different than it did 5 seasons ago. You're going to have to get these kids some money first, and you're going to have to get them some playing time. I understand that there are going to be a lot of coaching staffs out there that really don't like promising kids playing time. I feel like this coaching staff maybe did it with this incoming freshman class, and they're going to have to do it with some of these transfer portal players if they want to fill out the roster. It's going to be very difficult for Kentucky to find players that were double-digit scorers, were efficient shooters, and are veteran players that will just say, you know what, yeah, I'll take a back seat to this five-star kid. That's cool. I'll make my money. I'll sit on the bench. It'll be awesome. I know that's what we've been preaching here on the show, saying that's the kind of thing that Kentucky needs to throw at them, is that's our offer. At this point in the game, you're not trying to be perfect because you passed up on that opportunity. You screwed the pooch on that one. It's over. You now have to start collecting not necessarily whatever you can get, but man, guys, it is getting really close to being whatever Kentucky can get. Thank goodness Grant Nelson withdrew his name from the NBA draft and is on the board officially for several schools. I saw a tweet earlier from somebody that said that Kentucky wasn't on the short list. I would fully expect the Wildcats to be in contact with this kid or somebody of similar nature here within the next 2 or 3 days. It has to happen now. It has to happen right now. The players that are not going into the draft, they've already decided they're going to come back or not. You look at the roster, look at what you need to fill, get an experienced wing, get an experienced power forward, get an experienced Grant Nelson type player, and rock. I think Kentucky has the ability to do it. I need them to show it to me because right now things look bad. If you've got any thoughts on that, if you've got any thoughts on Grant Nelson, you can leave it in the YouTube comments below. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Kentucky. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On UK. You can follow me on Twitter at LanceDaw _. You can follow the show over on Instagram. That is at Kentucky Podcast. Any questions, comments, concerns, I want you guys to sound off in the YouTube comments below or hit me on the socials. I will see you all tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Kentucky. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.